A handful of apps are making it easier for rural communities to report on climate change in Alaska. With a swipe of a smartphone, locals can submit their observations. As KNOM's Emily Russell reports, there's even an app aimed at preventing further change.
Mike Sloan pulls his smartphone out of his pocket. It takes a few seconds, but finally the Leo Reporter app appears on his screen.
Slow internet.
It shows the state of Alaska speckled with different colored dots, each one representing a different observation. Because we're in Nome, it automatically zooms into an aerial view of town. Sloan taps on a little light blue dot just off the coast.
January 1st of 2013. Actually, it was a post I did.
Sloan is the director of tribal resources for Nome Eskimo Community. He's also a local environmental observer, or LEO. The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium created the LEO network back in 2012 as a way for locals to document unusual environmental events like coastal erosion, wildfires, or even stranded snow machiners.
We had a strong winter wind. It broke off the sea ice in front of Nome, moved it offshore. There was a snow machiner trapped on the ice floe. They were able to save him.
After Sloan submitted the observation to the LEO network, it was then tagged with a similar event in the Canadian Arctic. Sloan says the LEO Reporter app makes it easy for anyone to connect the dots, more specifically across Alaska.
So we have birds die off in, you know, Kodiak. We can go to LEO, look for bird observations, and it'll pull up any other bird observations around the state.
500 miles southwest of Nome, residents of St. Paul Island and the Pribilofs are using a similar app. It's called the Bering Watch Citizen Sentinel app. Pamela Lestenkoff co-directs the Ecosystem Conservation Office on St. Paul Island.
Back in St. Paul, it's our hunters and our beachcombers and our fishers. They're the ones that are out there on the land. So they're the first to maybe see a stranded marine mammal, for example, or some dead birds.
Locals have been sharing observations on Facebook for years. So Lestenkoff says a database of those observations just made sense.
And then once it's uploaded in our database, we can publish it to Facebook, and it's kind of incentive for them to share it.
But not all apps are aimed at observing changes. Gino Graziano helped develop one aimed at preventing them.
See here, where did I put it? There it is. It's Alaska Weeds ID.
Graziano teaches classes on invasive species at UAF's Cooperative Extension Service in Fairbanks. He and his colleagues teamed up with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the University of Georgia to develop an app that helps people identify weeds native to their area and report non-native or invasive ones. The app takes you through a series of descriptors like leaf shape and leaf arrangement.
And then it'll ask if the leaves are smooth, or do they have little teeth or spines on them or hairs.
Finally, it asks about flower color and flower arrangement.
And you end up with what type of species it is. So we end up with a couple of different options, and we can pick bird vetch from that one.
If you do come across an invasive plant like bird vetch, which has invaded Alaska's interior, you can send in a report with a photo, description, and location directly from your phone.
And then a message actually goes to me.
If the plant is a serious threat and on public property, Graziano contacts a local land manager to remove it. Western Alaska is still largely free of invasive species, and Graziano hopes this app helps keep it that way.
That's really the key to invasive species management, is getting on it early.
Ultimately, that's what all these apps are hoping to do. Climate change is already in full force in Western Alaska, but locals can now help document those changes and, with the help of their smartphones, be more aware of what's to come. Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Russell.